With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. An apple tree grows in the last place you'd expect to find the Garden of Eden, beside a street in Baltimore City. The fruit on this tree grow plump, but mottled with spidery black blotches. I found the ugly apples while jogging in a park in my neighborhood, Evergreen. And so I brought a few of them home as a curiosity to show my family. I lined them up on the windowsill in our dining room, and for a while, we were afraid even to touch the hideous monsters. But then I worked up my courage, grabbed the knife, and plunged it through the greenish-black skin. I popped the chunk into my mouth and experienced an explosion of pleasure. The flavor was dense, like the tartness and sweetness of 1,000 best apples packed into a radioactively tasty little morsel. I called over my daughters and my wife, and they all raved about the flavor, too. So we trooped down to the park, dragging apple-picking equipment we dredged out of the garage, 2 long-handled crabbing nets, a telescoping aluminum pole normally used with a paint roller, and duct tape. My older daughter climbed into the tree, and for about a half hour on this bright, clear Sunday morning, we were an impressive work crew. We marched home with 4 grocery bags brimming with fruit. Afterwards, my wife filled our house with the smells of baking apple pies. I cut up and ate the treasures with dark Mexican beer. It was then I had my epiphany. This is what apples must have tasted like in the old days, before industrial agriculture and genetic modification brought us physically attractive but chalky, pulpy supermarket apples. To test out my theory, I brought one of my ugly apples down to the Waverly Farmers Market. I showed it to the owner of a Pennsylvania orchard. He studied my fruit, then set me straight. First of all, he reminded me, even though we say, as American as apple pie, apples, other than crab apples, are an exotic species brought in by European settlers. Apple trees were planted across the eastern U.S. in the early 19th century, mostly by a single religious fanatic, Jonathan Chapman, the real Johnny Appleseed. These trees produced fruits that were intended mostly for distilling into hard cider, and cider apples were not particularly tasty. Later crossbreeding around the world produced more flavorful varieties, like the Japanese Mutsu apple that I found growing inexplicably in Baltimore's Linkwood Park. The sage of Waverly Market informed me that it is true, apples became more generic and bland with the advent of chain supermarkets after World War II. And yes, the marred appearance of my apple is probably what all apples would look like without pesticides. The splotches, blotches, and puckers are just marks left by insects, harmless and indeed natural. Not necessarily an indication that the fruit under the skin is unhealthy. In fact, you could argue that beautiful apples are a sign of unhealth, because our modern idea of beauty is achieved through chemical warfare on nature. The fact that normal-looking apples look so ugly to us that few would buy them in their true state, or even pick them off a tree in a park, is more of a statement about what we've become than about what apples ever were. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. You felt so close, you felt so close to me. As the waves slowly reach for our names and surrender them to the tide. If I could send out a message in a bottle.